Hello and welcome back to day 26 of our 30-day sleep series. This is Corey Mascara. We'll be continuing with our theme this week of cultivating heart, compassion, gratitude. And today will be specifically about cultivating compassion for yourself, especially as it relates to not being able to fall asleep when maybe you most want to. As always, we will start our meditation with a period of settling in. Let's take a deep breath together. Feeling the whole body just let go with the exhale. Take about 5 more deep breaths for yourself in a way that feels most calming and settling. Eventually allowing the breath to settle back to its own rhythm. Inviting the jaw to soften. The shoulders. And the belly. And you can take a minute to breathe into different areas of the body that may be holding tension, starting at the feet, moving up through the legs, the pelvis, the upper body, and the head. Just scanning to see if there's anywhere that you're holding tension and feel as though you're breathing into those regions. Also letting a sense of the wave of the day washing over us. I like to feel it as a warm water, just touching into it, letting it envelop me for a moment so that I feel for the last time the momentum, the energy of today. And then feeling it continue on, releasing, letting go for the day, giving myself permission to just be here. can bring your attention back to the breath. Feeling the goodness of what it's like to be able to breathe, what it's like to be alive right now. A lot of times, if we're struggling with sleep, we can beat ourselves up over it. We can get frustrated, and we can come up with a number of ideas and judgments around why it's happening. Some of them may be true. Some of them may be stories. But it always seems to be the case that the more we push, the more we get angry, the more we're frustrated, and the more we're resentful, the less likely we are to fall asleep. So for this meditation, we're going to show some compassion for ourselves, and maybe any of the frustration that we're experiencing. It's normal to be frustrated. It's normal to want to go to bed more quickly and easily. I'm not sure what your struggle with sleep has been, but I imagine that if you're listening to this series, it hasn't been perfectly easy. And if you could have it your way, I'm sure you would ask for it to be easy. But things don't always work that way, unfortunately, as humans. And a part of being a human is riding the waves, the ups and the downs. And if we can be our own best companion on that journey, the journey can be a bit more smooth. So if you'd like, you can place one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. You can let the breath be smooth and easy. And you're just saying to yourself, I got your back. I know this is difficult at times. I know you wish this could be easier. But I'm here for you through the process. And we'll get through this together. So see what it's like to communicate to yourself in that way. What it's like to offer yourself compassion, kindness, and even love. At the heart of it, you're just communicating from yourself to yourself that I'm here for you. And I know it's difficult. If we could make it better, we would. But for now, we'll trust the process and just take it one moment at a time. So I'll give you a few moments in silence to experience this with yourself. Gentle, kind, and at ease. And if it doesn't feel comfortable to do this, or you feel some resistance, it's okay, and it's normal. And you can just send this kindness to the part of you that is resisting, the part of you that feels guarded, and just see what that would be like. At any point you find yourself drifting off to sleep, you're always welcome to let my voice fade into the background. And with each kind thought, and with each expression of compassion from yourself and toward yourself, just feel the mind and the body settling in more deeply, feeling them be nourished, letting yourself experience the peace of being taken care of by yourself, having a friend in yourself rather than an enemy. Just this moment, just this breath. You're doing great. And if nothing else, show yourself some love and compassion for making it this far in the sleep journey. Day 26. Nothing you need to fix about yourself. Nothing you need to change. Just offering your heart back to itself. It's not always easy being a human. It's not always easy having a mind. It's not always easy having a body. So we're cutting ourselves a little bit of slack on this journey. As we transition into the end of this meditation, if you'd like some continued guidance, you can replay the session. If you find yourself fading away, you can allow my voice to dissolve into silence as this session comes to a close. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening of sleep, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.